This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Mississippi AG asks for the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
On Thursday, July 22nd, Lynn Fitch, the Attorney General of Mississippi, asked the United States Supreme Court to overturn the 1973 decision that opened the door for nationwide abortion, known as Roe v. Wade, on the basis that the practice of abortion should not be considered a constitutional right. She argued in her filing that the conclusion that abortion is a constitutional right has no basis in text, structure, history, or tradition, and that the 1973 decision is, quote, dangerously corrosive to our constitutional system. The Attorney General wrote that abortion is fundamentally different from any rights this court has ever endorsed. No other right involves, as abortion does, the purposeful termination of a potential life. She continued, Roe broke from prior cases. Casey failed to rehabilitate it, and both recognize a right that has no basis in the Constitution. Heightened scrutiny of abortion laws can never serve those two aims because the Constitution does not protect a right to abortion. It provides no guidance to courts on how to account for the interests in this context. The fight for life has been a long and grueling battle. Conservatives have been fighting against Roe v. Wade and the 1992 decision of Planned Parenthood v. Casey that prohibited laws that placed, quote, undue burden on a woman's choice for an abortion. Mississippi's only abortion clinic is arguing that 50 years of Roe v. Wade is precedent and that, quote, before viability, the state's interest, whatever they may be, cannot override a pregnant person's interest in their liberty and the autonomy over their own body. With the addition of Justice Amy Coney Barrett due to the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the United States Supreme Court has a pro-life majority now, and it will be interesting to see how they approach this case. All life is precious and begins in the womb, where God has knit us together. Pray for innocent life to be protected and loved.
I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.